I shift my awareness from the outer worlds of form, movement and change I enter the softness of my inner world I open myself to what is real and true. To what I know I need. And I allow my love-centered heart to embrace me I allow my love-centered heart to embrace me. To soothe cares and fill my emptiness. I am calm. I am still. I am calm. I am still. I am centered. Surrounded by the vibrations of peace. Surrounded by the energy of light. By the feelings of love. I am surrounded by the vibrations of peace, by the energy of light, by the feelings of love. These experiences hold me and fill me with lightness. I feel light. I am light. Hold these thoughts for a moment. So that they resonate within yourself. I am calm. I am still. I am surrounded by the vibrations of peace, the energy of light, and the feelings of love. I am light. I am calm. I am still. I am centered. Hold these thoughts for a few moments so that you can embody them and let it be part of me. I am calm. I am still. I am centered. I am surrounded by the vibrations of peace. Energy of light and the feelings of love. I feel light. I am light. I feel light. I am calm. I am still. I am calm. I am still. I am surrounded by the vibrations of peace, energy of light, feelings of love. I feel the lightness. Hold on to this feeling for a few moments. And allow them to sink deep within the self. As if you are drinking the sweetness of peace. As if you are swimming in the waves of love. You are plugged in to the source of energy. I feel light. I am light. we begin our exercises, throughout, I would request you to hold on to this awareness. The exercises that we are going to practice today is something connected with what Bhaptada taught us. According to the time, our stage should be that of flying. We can't afford to have any other speed. And Bhaptada has given all of us 2 wings, wings of zeal and enthusiasm to fly. And so, let us first of all understand what is the meaning of flying before we begin to fly. One of the meaning of flying, how do I know I am flying? I am in the flying stage. To fly means to be beyond the attraction of the pull of the body, bodily relations, worldly possessions, and old sanskaras. The second meaning of flying is to be double light, free from bondage. And thirdly, flying bird means to be able to reach wherever, whenever, according to the order given. A free bird. Flying bird also means one who has flown above the consciousness of the body. So did you understand the meaning of flying? Be active and alert. Don't sit with eyes closed. Then I know you are grounded. You got to be alert and participate fully. Now, methods to make flying easy. Because sometimes we want to fly, but we are flapping the wings, but we don't take off. So one of the easy methods to fly is to transform one word. That is, change my into yours. Nothing is mine, everything is yours. The second method, easy method, is blessings. Baba said, blessings works like lift. You can go up easily. Elevated thought. When I have pure elevated thought, that works like Viman, that I can fly. Now requirements. Now you know the meaning. You know the meaning. Don't turn off the fans, people will feel hot. It's okay. Now the requirements. You have understood the meaning. You have understood methods to make easy. But there are requirements. What is the most important requirements to fly? Petrol. And you need refined petrol. And for flying spiritually, we need double refined petrol. Do you have it? What is that double refined petrol? That is 2 types of intoxication. One is incorporeal intoxication. I am Baba's child. I am child of God. And corporeal intoxication of being the mouth-born progeny, the direct creation having all relationships with Baba. And also with that, what we need is also the wings, which is actually the zeal and enthusiasm. And thirdly, be in the form of essence, accurately linked in yoga. Using the Viman, because you are going to fly, not physically. You are not going to levitate. Don't expect flying means levitation. Your body is going to get lifted. But you will be flying with the Viman of the intellect. So my intellect has to be plain. When your intellect is plain, you fly like aeroplane. If somebody is feeling sleepy, they can't participate in this exercise. That's why I said, you know, when someone is a pilot flying the aeroplane, they make sure that they are totally 100% okay. So today we are going to practice flying stage, flying experience. I don't know whether you are ready or not. Are you ready for that? From your face, it looks some of you not yet. Sit alert, straight. No, not on the chair. You can sit on the floor. No need. You can fly even sitting on the floor also. But what we need is to understand the meaning of flying, know the requirements and the easy method. Now, where do you want to fly? See, whenever we are thinking of flying, aim. Where do you want to fly? So let us fix our destination first. We want to fly to Shiv Baba in the soul world. Can we fix the same destination for all of us? Yes? You want to fly to Shiv Baba in the soul world. Okay? And the duration for flying will be 1 second. Yesterday Baba said, no business of 1 minute anymore. Because our final paper will be of 1 second. So we have to fly in a second. So if your Viman is ready, tell me, we can start. Is the Viman vehicle of your intellect ready? Sit straight. Leave all the supports, you know. You got to be totally free. Leave all the bags and packages that side. That's why we check in our luggage before we get into the flight, you know. So we can't touch anything. We have to be free. So the first exercise will be to fly to the soul world. The time, 1 second. And when you reach the destination, you will stay for certain duration of time. That I won't tell you now. If your Viman has enough petrol, it doesn't need to make emergency landing. You know, sometimes when the aeroplane runs out of the petrol, they make emergency landing. So hope all your intellect has enough refined petrol that you can stay there for as long as I give instruction? Are you ready for that? Don't make emergency landing. So your brake should be very powerful. You know, when you are climbing, when you are driving the peak mountain, peak hill, the brake is not powerful. Instead of going up, the car comes down. So the brake should be powerful. The petrol should be double refined. Then you can stay there in the destination as long as you want. So let us experiment. I repeat once again. The aim is this destination. Just imagine each one of you are a separate aircraft. Don't talk to each other. It sits separately. Don't touch each other. Don't touch each other. Sit far away from each other. Yeah, one's vibration don't influence other people's vibration also. So each one of us are like a separate aircraft. Let us imagine that way. And you are all parked in your own bay. Yeah, aircraft is parked in their own bay. Yeah. So you are sitting in your private aircraft. You are the pilot. No passengers. You are alone. So your destination is soul world. The time to take is 1 second. And the signal. So you have fastened your seat belt and everything. Determination is the seat belt. And seat is the self-respect. Who am I? Whose child am I? So are you seated on your seats? Okay, you don't have to reply, you just be. Remain seated on your seat with your seat belt. And create that intoxicated feeling, who am I? Whose child am I? And when I give you the signal, you are the pilot sitting on your seat. You are the operator. You just put the button, press the button to take off. Okay? So, what I would do is, I would give you the signal, the button to take off in the form of a piece of music. So you just switch on your consciousness. That I, the soul, I fly to my home. And I am in my home with Baba, facing, and you see what you feel, and how you can hold on to that experience, whatever duration of time I give you the signal. Okay? Are you ready? I just give you the signal in the form of a piece of music and I stop the music, and the whole time it will be no music until another music comes on. Then you press the button to land, and don't land emergency, take your time. Okay? So the first exercise is to fly home. Now take a piece of paper and make a note. We only did it for 3 minutes. So, did I stay in the soul world all the time? How many of you stayed there? All the time? All the time? Not even one thought down below? Okay, so what were your feelings? What did you see? What did you feel? That gives you assurance that you were in the soul world. Just quickly make a note. We are going to go to many places today. Just what did you see? How did you feel? It is like going from first floor, second floor, third floor. So when you are up there, you are just there. Your feet of the intellect is lifted totally. Okay, see, if you are coming to this kind of exercise, you should not come and go. If you want to come, you participate fully, otherwise you don't. Because it disturbs the vibrations, you know. It's not just for observation, you see, whether you like it or not. You know, your thought is not here fully. So that's one of the commitments we always say, either you come or you don't come. It really doesn't matter how many, but genuine souls should be participating, no? If you have another engagement somewhere, it's no point sitting here. Okay, so now we are going to have another destination. Now this time, we will fly to the subtle region. How many of you have been to subtle region? How many of you have been to subtle region? Raise your hand. How it looks like? How it looks like? White light. And how do you know you will be there? What is the difference between soul world and subtle region? And soul world? Point of light. See, the feeling of subtle region is you are light, you are quiet, you are bright, you are full of might. So, there is body, but there is no sound. Soul world is beyond body also. So first of all, you must know your destination in your intellect, where you are going. Just like if you are going to London, you know where is London. You know, even from the map you know. So, are you ready to go to the subtle region? But who can go? Only those who are angels. So what you need to do in order to go to the subtle region, you have to wear a particular dress. See, people who go into the space, they have to wear that kind of dress. Otherwise they can't have resistance. So first, in a second, change your dress before you take the seat in the Viman of your intellect. Light and light all around. See yourself as double light. I am light, I am in the body of light, and I am seated on the seat of light. So when I give you the signal, you can fly into the world of pure light in a second and stay there, celebrating, meeting with another angel, Bab Dada, like myself. That is why we often say, how far is the subtle region? Or how far is Bab Dada? We say 1 second. It's one thought away. You change your consciousness and you change your abode of residence. So are you ready to go to this destination now? Okay. So again the signal will be in the form of a music. Just a second. And hold on to that switch as long as I give you the signal. project the same thing that we did last time. What was this destination like? How did you feel? What did you see? What did you smell? And whether I was holding on to that switch, remained in that destination for that duration of time, which is again just 2 minutes, was I there all the time or not? Our next destination to fly is Golden Age. You can fly to the Golden Age in the form of a deity. The soul in the deity form and stay in the Golden Age. So the sign will be, again, in the form of a piece of music. As I play the music, you press the switch to take off, this time to the Golden Age, and stay there as long as I give you the signal to land again. did you see the difference in the three destinations? And how many of you this time were able to hold your switch full time? Very good. No, we have to really, Baba said it's 1 second. At least now this is just a practice, so we get a signal. We may not even get a signal. It will happen suddenly. You will not be informed. Here we are informing you beforehand so that you can practice. So this is how I have to train myself. You know, from what I understand this time from Baba's Murli, is that we should really put ourselves in the room of introversion and experiment with all these exercises with ourselves. So then I know how, to what extent I have mastered all of them. So now what I would like all of you do is, all of you get up and go at the back of the hall. Just go at the back. Don't leave all the books and everything on the side. Don't carry anything. Just go at the back of the hall and stand without touching each other. Stand without touching each other. Get up. Utke jao. All of you go at the back of the hall. Back, back. Completely back. Okay? This is a dot exercise, okay? So, Gobi, please completely back. But don't touch each other. And let your hands be free. Don't hold your hands fist like this. And Sister Elena, go completely back. Okay, okay, fine, fine. Okay. So, when I begin to play the music, you start slowly in soul consciousness, okay? Slowly in soul consciousness with the awareness, I the soul, I am moving through this body, the body is my vehicle, I am an observer using this body in total soul consciousness. And when I stop the music, you stop and become a dot. So I would sometimes say stop and sometimes say dot. So no matter, even if your feet is like this, one step, just be. Become that point. Not practicing, but becoming. Okay? So we start with the music, you begin to walk slowly in your own pace with soul consciousness, without touching anyone, without having any other thoughts in the mind, just soul consciousness naturally. And as soon as the music stops, just be the point. Slowly. stop. Dot. You can turn back if you finish here. Yeah. Stop. Dot. Dot. Stop. Dot. 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 Wherever you are, in a group of five. Just sit five together in a circle in that awareness of the dot. What I would like you to do now is take any topic. Come closer, five of you together. Just take any important topic in your life and start discussing amongst yourselves. Start sharing amongst yourselves. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to give you a signal. In the midst of your discussion, I would call out dot. You should be able to become the dot in the midst. You can take up any topic regarding the present situation of the world, the present condition, what is happening to you, what is happening to the world. So come closer and share, each one of you. Start talking, and I would just give you the signal any time in between for you to be just the dot, or I would say stop. So I should be able to even stop in the middle of the sentence also. Okay, now you can start your discussion. Start. Take up anything naturally, spontaneous. Quickly, quickly, get together and start. It could be a kind of earthquake somewhere has happened, you're talking about it. It could be tsunami, you're talking about it, you're part of it, you're in the middle of it, any situation which is affecting you, affecting people, affecting other conditions, upheavals, anything. It's not one person talking, you know, when you are in a particular situation, how everybody is excited and how everybody is involved, totally. Stop. Start. Thank you. dot. Start. Stop. Start. Stop. You can continue your conversation afterwards, but what I would like to ask you is, when you stop, did you stop only verbally, or there was stop, full stop in the mind also? Or you were thinking of the conversation you have had and what you will be talking next? Or you had just full stop, just being? How many of you were able to do that? Or, you know, sometimes, you know, when we have the red light, some people cannot stop because they are going with that fast speed and they pass the red light also. They can't stop. So that means I have to really be totally involved and yet be detached. So that means my thoughts will be slower in speed. So I am master, so I can handle the situation. I won't be involved in the situation because I'm detached. But at the same time, I'm involved. This stage of detached involvement helps me to put a stop so that I can get the right touching what I need to do now. If I don't stop my own manma thinking, I can't receive touching from Baba at that time. So that is why I need to practice this. You know, sometimes the car switches off, but the accelerator is still on, engine is on. You have turned off the key. The car is not moving, but the engine is on. So that is also no good. I may not be, you know, like thinking any other things, but my thoughts are still flowing. So what Baba wants us to now do is to be, not becoming. You know, when you are becoming, you are still thinking. But I just be. That means I begin to experience the being instead of becoming. That is what is lacking in us now. We are not being, but we are becoming. So this dot second stops experience actually gives us an opportunity to look into the leakages where our intellect goes, where my mind goes. That is my leakage. So I have to attend to that properly. Not at that time, but when I have responsibility, if I have attended properly, it won't pull on me. That is why Babu was talking yesterday, the cleanliness of the intellect. You know, clarity, purity. So if I pay attention to maintain that cleanliness and purity, I am able to master this. So practice this. You know, you may be in the middle of a conversation, the traffic control goes on, so you take that as a challenge to totally withdraw from that atmosphere, whatever you are in. And you, in 1 second, just be. Second is just like this, you know. It's not minute. Second. So this kind of challenge I have to give. Now we are not in any situation. This is just a rehearsal. Because sometimes when we are talking, when we are listening, we are so much involved that it takes time for us to slow down. We cannot pack up, we cannot wind up, you know, very easily. Even though we stop talking, our intellect is going like this, you know. It doesn't stop. So that is where detached involvement stage is important. So practice that. You know, while you are here, you got opportunity. You give yourself a challenge. It is not that I am not involved, I am not dry. We are in the family, we are loving, we are sweet. We have to communicate, we have to interact, but detached involvement. So I am able to become what I am in a second. So that will help me to go home with Baba in a second. So now it is not jam time, I call it as jazz time. Just a second. For Brahmins. So for Ajnanis it is becoming. But for us it is being. So then we can radiate that experience. So that second experience that we have is a lot of treasure that we store within ourselves. Then that others get experience when we are in that experience. You know, you create an atmosphere and that atmosphere touches others. Yeah? So keep doing it with yourself. So what we will do is now we just finish off with Bab Dada's exercise. Just turn towards the front. You remember the exercise, La Light, no? Music. Bab Dada did an exercise with all of us this time. So I will just repeat that exercise of Bab Dada. So transport yourself in front of Bab Dada now. Don't worry about translation, just leave it, because otherwise others get disturbed. Yeah? Afterwards you can tell her. Baba was asking, are you able to stabilize yourself in a second in the stage for which Bab Dada gives you a direction? Or will your time be used up in just making effort for that? Now you need the practice of a second, because in the final moments that are to come, in which you are to receive the certificate of pass with honor, the practice has to be done at this time. Stabilize yourself in a second, wherever you want, in any stage that you want. So, ever ready? Are you ready? In the first second, become the most auspicious, confluence-aided, elevated Brahmin soul. Stabilize yourself in this stage. I am the most elevated Brahmin soul of the most auspicious confluence age. Now, I am an angel, double light. I am in the light, white light. I am an angel. I am double light. Experience yourself, I am a world benefactor, and serving with my mind and giving rays of power to the whole world. I am a benefactor soul, giving the rays of power to the whole world. Are you able to stabilize yourself in this form in a second throughout the day? Continue to experience this, because anything can happen suddenly. you will not be able to have a lot of time. So make time to practice this by yourself every now and then. 1 second, I am a compensated, elevated Brahmin. In the next second, I am a double light angel. And in the next second, I am a world benefactor soul, giving rays of power to the whole world, like the Master Sun, spreading light. It has to be the drill of a second. Let us slowly make a way out of the hall in that experience of silence, of stepping in from one stage to the other, so that it becomes a part of our life. Om Shanti.